Hello
there, is it Kirsty?
Yes, speaking.
Hello there, Kirsty. It's just Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. The company you inquire to, Mr. Scottish Redress. Do you know for
Sorry?
So when using foster care, the inquiry you made recently?
Yes, sorry, yeah.
Just to get that started for you and obviously get an understanding about what kind of stuff you went through. And just get the claim really, you know, off the ground really. Now, like, good news is with these claims at the moment, I know it doesn't make it any better, but the average refund for this type of claim is around £45,000. So like I say, it's a lot of money to gain. Like I say, it doesn't fix the scars, but you know, it gives you some kind of acknowledgement of what you went through shouldn't have happened. Okay. Now, bear with me 2 seconds. I need to load the claims form for a moment. Let's have a look. Claims form. Okay, so just to confirm now, I've got your name on the system here as Kirsty Heggie, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, fantastic, Kirsty, no problem at all. And using, I believe, foster care from, let's just make sure we've got the right notes, I lost it, hold on a second. I was in foster care ages 3 to 4. Were you in foster care? Or was you just in for that year?
I would have just been for that year and then I got adopted.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no problem. Let's get down for you then, so let's take some details of this. Now, Kirsty, like I say, I will be asking some questions in a moment. It will be in regards to, like, you know, your personal life, not in regards to, like, you know, your hobbies and things like that, but more like family and things like that. The reason we do ask that is just so when we do a search with the local authority, we can find the correct details, because there'll be quite a lot of people called Kirsty Heggie. You know, it's quite a common name, Kirsty, and Heggie's quite a common surname as well. So, like I said, it might be a lot of people known as that. So the reason we do ask for those that bit of information is just basically because that's what they'll have on record. So we'll find it a lot quicker with that. Now, Kirsty, just to confirm, I've got your name, your email, sorry, is kirstyheggie.music@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Yep, fantastic, no problem there. And Kirsty, could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
It's 1990.
1910, 1990, fantastic. Just your current door number and postcode, so where are you currently living?
It's 59, and it's Foxtrot Kilo 1,
yep.
4 Lima Echo.
Okay. 4 Lima Echo, fantastic. Thank you for the phonetics, it does help a lot. Is it 59 Mariner Road?
That's it, yeah.
Yep, fantastic. Let's get down. Okay. That's fine. And Kirsty, have you ever been known by any other names at all?
Well, my original name was Kirsty Cummings before I was adopted.
Is that Cummings with two M's?
Two M's, yeah.
Cummings, yeah? Perfect. And Kirsty, who's your local GP surgery at the moment?
So it's Camelon, that's Camelon. I don't know all the phonetics. Cameron Medical Practice.
Medical Practice, that's fine. Okay, I've got it here. It's on Baird Road in Falkirk, yeah?
That's it, yep.
Yep, always. Now, I think we asked that question. I'm not really sure with that question why we do ask that. I think it's just because if any medical records, obviously, if you have used or anything like that, it will impact that. You'll be able to go to the, you know, your GP and get your history of the records and stuff. Now, at the moment, are you 35, Kirsty, or 36 at the moment?
I'm 35.
35, okay, perfect.
It's still not done for me.
Yeah, no worries. I'm 32 myself, so like I say, I'm 3 years younger than yourself. I'm a 1993, so I'm not that far from you. Now, your parents' names, Kirsty. Do you remember your parents' names?
Yes, so my birth parents are Maria Turriff. Turriff, yeah. T-U-R-R-I-F-F.
Yep.
Grant Cummings, but Maria would have been Cummings as well, but she's now Turriff.
Yeah, I'll take a note of that. And I know you left when you obviously was 3 years old, but do you remember where you lived before you went into care? Do you know what the street name was? It's okay if you don't, like I say, do you remember at all?
We can find out. I'm in touch with my birth mum now, so I could find out. I believe it was Alloa.
Yes. Alloa?
Yeah.
Is that L?
It's in the Stirling area.
AW, yeah?
Sorry, it's, I'll find out.
Yeah, no worries. Actually, I can come back. Come back to that question anyway. It's not really a problem. Do you have any brothers and sisters as well, Kirsty?
Yeah, I have a younger brother and a younger sister and an older sister.
Yep. Can I just take their names, please?
Yeah. So the youngest is Katie Heggie.
Yep.
K-E-T-I-E. And yep. My brother is Simon Heggie.
Yep.
Where is Jessica Heggie?
Jessica Heggie. Like I say, the reason we asked that question is when basically we do go to the local authority and request your files from when you was in care. Like I say, we can give them your name and we can give them your family's names as well. So what they'll do is they'll be able to locate the document, you know, a lot quicker. Because back then it weren't really on computers, so they've got to go through like old files and stuff. It's actually a physical copy they've got to find for, you see. There's no no internet really back in 1990, I'm afraid. So was you cared under your, which local authority was you cared under there, Kater?
So, do you mean in foster care?
Yeah, so basically, what it normally goes off whatever you lived in before it. So I know you lived in Alloway, what town was that in?
Yeah, so that would be Stirling.
Stirling, okay. So it'll probably be Stirling Council. So it's normally basically where you lived at the time, that's the kind of authority you go under. And you were 3 years old when you went into care, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Do you remember the name of your foster parents at all?
Yes. So the foster lady was called Heather Blackie.
B-L-A-C-K-Y?
B-L-A-C-K-I-E.
I-E, okay. And do you remember the other person at all, or is it just that lady?
I just remember that lady, and she had a daughter called Wanna.
Okay. Now, we do have to ask this question. I don't really like asking it, but we do have to ask it. So, in regards to, God forbid it, but say something did happen to you in the next year, who would you like your beneficiary to be? So, who would you like to receive this money if you're not here to receive it?
I would like Katie Heggie to receive it.
Katie Heggie. Do you have a telephone number for Katie at all?
Yeah, I'll get that.
Like I say, we won't tell her anything about it. It's just basically, if it was to happen, so we can give her a call and obviously pay her the money.
Yep.
Like I say, God forbid, it probably most likely won't happen, but it's just in case. We've always got to ask that question.
Just a moment.
Yeah, no, it's a time, no problem at all.
Could I put two people down?
Yeah, you can do, yeah. Well, yeah. We normally have two beneficiaries, yeah. What we would need as well is a supporting statement contact. So, basically, someone who's known you for more than a year and can basically, you know, it's like a witness statement, just to say, like, basically, like a character witness, just to say, like, you most likely are telling the truth, you know, you're a reliable person, kind of. Who would you like that to be? Would you like that to be any of these two people at all?
Yeah, it's just my sister can be funny with phones, so I'm going to give my brother Simon's name, and I would like them both to distribute it amongst themselves.
I'll put 50% each on there, that's fine. Put them there for you. So I'll put Katie and Simon, I just need their telephone numbers. Like I say, we will only call them if it does come to that. Most likely won't, like I say, you know, just a question on the worst circumstance if it was to happen.
Yeah, so Simon's number is more trustworthy. It's 0788.
Yep.
213.
Yep.
467.
Yep. 2. It's fantastic. It's fine. Oh, just give me a second. It skipped there. So 0788213467 2.
That's it. Yep.
Yep. Perfect. And what was the original reason why you got placed into care in the first place, Kirsty? Do you know?
Yeah, so my mum and dad both were sufferers of mental health conditions, and there had been concerns of neglect and just we weren't able to give us
care for them.
Yeah,
no, it's understandable. No, that's fine. And do you know, obviously, when you went into care, this is a statement now, so this is obviously, you know, what happened basically when you was there. Now, if you do need to stop for any reason, or because I know it can get quite traumatic for some people, like I say, just let me know. So we'll start with when I was placed into foster care. Now, do you mean, when you say you were placed into foster care, do you mean with Heather Blackett?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's... Okay, so just like a day-to-day, like, scenario, what the kind of things you were facing?
Yeah, I wasn't given any sense of belonging in the home, and it was constantly made clear to me that the children who were the blood children of Heather, that she planned to adopt them, that they were sort of like real people, and that my sister and I were not really regarded as really human beings as such.
Yeah. You felt kind of like an outsider, I'm guessing, in that scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was it, because I can see obviously on the notes you put down when you applied, you put down there's quite a lot of emotional abuse. Would it be just in the sense of like feeling like an outsider, or is she obviously like rude to you and, you know, say horrible things to you and things like that as well?
Can I just start with the worst of it?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So the reason that I am making this claim is because of incidences such as the one that I'm about to share with you.
And
so I was punished for being afraid, and I was afraid because of how I was treated and how I was constantly threatened and made to feel seen. And so as a result, I would often have incidences. Well, I was only 3 years old and I hadn't been potty trained, and I often had wet the bed.
Yeah.
And the way in which I was punished for this was that I was taken down the stairs, I was given cold baths in the middle of the night, and then I was told to sit on a stool in the dark kitchen, and the back door was left open, and the Heather Blackie spoke with friends that she had around because she was having a social event in the living room, and and they told me a story of how I was to sit on the stool and that there was a bad man who was going to come and get me, and they would turn off the lights. And they would return to the living room and just leave me there for prolonged periods of time with the door open and with me having stories in my head of how I was going to...
Yep.
More or less be either attacked or raped because I was only wearing a nappy, basically.
Yeah.
So the back door was open leading to the cold and to the street, well, the garden. And they painted an elaborate picture of like a monstrous figure, male figure that was going to basically do things to me. And then...
Yep.
Eventually.
Take time. Like I say, a lot of these things are quite traumatic. We have quite a lot of bad stories.
And I just don't talk about this. Like,
no, that's understandable.
It's taken me to be 35 before actually having this conversation. I had it with my dad for the first time.
No, that's understandable. It's one of those things, isn't it? Well, because you've been through traumatic times, it's something you put to the back of your brain, really, isn't it? And try to forget about it. So when you're talking about it, like I say, but the good news is from all this, I know you've been through bad news, but this is kind of going to get you that recollection. So obviously talking about it now will help you because it's going to get recollection because everyone will know, for one, what that person did. So she still is a foster carer. I'm not sure if she's still alive. If she still is a foster carer, she'll probably be struck off for that. You know, make sure she can't do it again, really. Also, you'll get some compensation to, you know, enjoy a bit, enjoy yourself a bit. And I know, like I say, the money is not everything, it doesn't make up for anything, but it's more the, you know, the fact that you get the money is just like a kind of a certificate to say what you went through should have happened. Like, here's basically, this is why we're giving you this. So it's just to say, obviously, it's basically like an apology. Now, I know, like I say, you shouldn't have gone through that at the end of the day, especially being 3 years old. You know, you're supposed to be cared for, not, you know, punished like that. I mean, it kind of makes me realise when I hear some of these stories, you know, how easy my life has been, which is terrible to say, but it does. A lot of people do go through very hard, traumatic times. You shouldn't really be going through as a three-year-old child anyway, definitely not. Even as an adult, you shouldn't really be going through that. So I can only really sympathise with you, you know, that you went through that. So we've got that for the kitchen and stuff. Would there be any kind of anything she'd do to you at all?
After I was let out of the kitchen, they would bring me into the living room and they would laugh at me and they would pass me from over their knees. And I just, the feeling that I still get to this day is just a really unclean feeling. It just didn't feel, it felt degrading and humiliating. Yep. And there was a feeling of it being sexualized. But yep. I'm not reporting sexual abuse, but there was a feeling of darkness about it.
And, she just sensed a bit that something was strange, something was off.
Yeah. And so they would stand me in the centre of the living room and sort of all take turns of like laughing at me, humiliating me, making me feel like for what in the bed that I was like some sort of like creep. So that's that one.
Yeah.
And the other one is the Heather's partner. His name is George, I believe.
Yeah.
And the two young ones that they were planning on adopting, Lee and Cheryl. I don't know if it was deliberate, but they always seem to be playing with dark humour and planting ideas in their head. Like, there was like a darkness to how they were playing with my imagination.
A lot of mental abuse.
Yeah. I won't comment further on that because obviously I was in a state of terror with my situation, but all I'm saying is they didn't make it better. They would make really, really dark and inappropriate jokes. They were significantly quite older. Not that the children were old enough to know better, but not old enough to be mature adults. But George was a mature adult. And I don't ever remember really feeling... I don't have any memories of being accompanied much during this time in foster care. I remember myself being in rooms alone a lot. Wondering, I didn't even know who my brothers and sisters were because they split us all up. They didn't give me any sense that I had a family at all. I was just dumped in a room and left to sort of figure things out myself, like with no explanation, with no sense of an identity or any worth.
No, that's it. So you're living with a family, but you didn't really feel like part of the family, basically. That's what you're referring to, isn't it?
Yeah.
You kind of felt pushed out. Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah. So I've wrote that down as well. Is there anything else you want to add to your statement at all?
The only other thing that comes to my mind is the being force-fed food that I clearly didn't, it was making me like nauseous. But there wasn't any attentiveness to the fact that it was like, that's your food, you have to eat it, whether it makes you sick or not.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't, there was no attentiveness to it. So this is obviously, obviously doesn't like this food. I was just like, that's what you have to eat. I mean, then you better finish it, basically.
Yeah. And would you be punished if you didn't eat it, or if you... You know, I know they said you fought these years that they force-fed you, but say, for example, if you was force-fed, was there any times where you were sick and they'd punish you for being sick because you was force-fed?
I don't think I was punished. I think I just wouldn't be given anything else.
Okay. Okay, so that all looks good for the statement. It does look like, you know, you've been through quite a lot of trauma. So the statement, obviously, is nice. It's a big, long word, you know, with all the abuse you've been through. So it's about all we need in regards to that. Unless, like I say, there is something you want to add. But like I say, you can't add stuff to your statement. Say, for example, in 2 weeks' time, if you remember something that happened that you forgot about at the time, you can always ring this number back or give me a quick text message or even a WhatsApp, and I'll be able to just reply and then let you know that I'll add it to your statement. It's not really a problem. Now, there is 2 things we do need from you, Kirsty, to proceed with a case, okay? Just because we are going to the local authority, we need to prove it is yourself who's making the claim. Now, yeah. The way we do that is we take one photo of photo ID, so this can be a driving license, a bus pass, or a passport,
yeah.
Just something with your picture, and then just a letter dated in the last 3 months. That just proves your identity and where you live. Photo ID, spare me a second. Of address. So I just sent you a quick message via the company WhatsApp there, Kirsty. All I need you to do is simply open the message, click the camera button, and if it's a new passport, we need a picture of both pages. If it's an old one, we just need a picture of the picture of your face on it. Like I said, if it's a bus pass, not a problem. If it's a driving license, again, not a problem, just the front of it. So do you reckon you'd be able to do that now for me, Kirsty, so I can get this added onto the file for you?
Yes.
No problem. And then with the letter, Kirsty, it can be any letter whatsoever, as long as it's dated in the last 3 months.
Yes. That's fine. No, can I just add that the foster home was in Tillicoutry?
It was in where, sorry?
That the foster home location was in Tillicoutry.
Tillicoutry. How are you spelling that one?
I will spell that for you. It is T-I-L-L.
Yep.
Y-C-O-U.
Yep.
L-T-R-Y.
L-T-R-Y. So we'll just add that to Heather Black's details. Let's get that Heather Black, sorry. Okay. That's fine. No problem. Seeing if there's anything else you need to add to your statement, it does look okay. Do you know when you did go into care, when you obviously had any more that had mental health issues, was the police involved at all? Or just a case of social work, like social workers?
Social workers,
okay, no issue. Just so I can add that onto the file for you, see. Like I say, with these cases, I know we do ask a lot, but the more we get, the better outcome we can get. Yeah. Because, like I say, for example, asking siblings and stuff, that helps us find your details quicker. Beneficiaries to cover your own back end, obviously, you know, make sure someone does benefit from this if you're unable to. And that GP, like I say, medical evidence, if anything's ever happened to you and you have to go into hospital because of it, also helps out as well.
Yes.
Like I say, once you are ready, once you find it there, all you need to do, you'll open WhatsApp, you'll see a message from myself. Yes. It'll be from MMA Legal, which is, of course, the company I work for. So all you need to do is open the message and take a clear photo of each. With the letter, though, please include all 4 corners. I'd like to see all 4 corners of the letter. Some people just take a picture of the address or the date, so we just need the full page.
Yeah.
While you're doing that, I'll just get the forms ready to be sent over to you. Because like I said, there is a document we do need signing, just so we can go to the care home, the foster care, and the local authority and request your details.
Yeah.
So let me just have a look at that. I've got that for you. The date of this 1990, October 19th. And your previous name there, Kirsty, it was Cummings, wasn't it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's have a look at that message. I believe it's just come through. that's great. So now, a driving license or a passport, whichever you've got. Let me just, so while you're doing that, I'm just filling out a form that I'm going to send you. So I'm going to put your passport, which is 59 Marina Road.
Do you want the passport, both pages in one photo?
Yes, you can. Sit down, like, use your fingers to, like, open it, kind of. Is it a purple passport, a red passport, or is it the black one?
It's blue.
It's blue. So, yeah, so just put both pages, put it down on the side, kind of. We just need a picture of the full page, so that your picture of you and the bits above it. I don't know why they need the bit above it. It makes no sense to me, but, like I say, it's something they do require. Let me just fill these details out for you. So, let's get telephone number down. Kirsty Heggie, let's put that down. Just confirm your email address, Kirsty, again. KirstyHeggie.music@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Just making sure we've got the right email, because we are going to be sending the documents over with your details on it. I'd hate for it to end up in the wrong place. Yep. So let's have a look. So everyone else sees this, she's done, so it should be fine. Yep. Okay. Just check that message, sorry, spare me a second. Perfect, Kirsty, that's great. So that's great stuff. So, Kirsty, if you go into your emails now, you can have an email from myself, Ben Jacobs,
yep.
And it'll be the Zoho signed document. So all it is, it's a case of clicking the link, it'll take you to the document, and you clearly just simply sign in one box, or maybe two boxes, I've been about paid today, so either one or two boxes, and then you just click finish at the top.
Yep.
Now, what this does, it gives us authority to go to the children's homes and obviously the foster care system and request the documents. It also lets you know, of course, that obviously we are working on a no-win, no-fee agreement. So if you are unsuccessful, it's absolutely no charge for you whatsoever. Only on a successful fee, the fee is 16% plus VAT, so 20% total. We are one of the cheapest in the country for it. Now, I do need to read a small script just to explain your funding options clearly. There are three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where it's £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement, of course. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under the private agreement. Like I say, as stated, it's just 16%. Now, we are one of the cheapest in the country for this at the moment as well. At the end of the day, we believe, if you've been in, through a traumatic time, we want to ensure that you get a lot more of the money back. Right? Some companies do set 30, 40%. We don't really agree on that. At the end of the day, it's you been through a bad time. We're doing work on you, so we get paid out of it. But like I say, we'll always ensure you take the majority.
Yep.
No worries. Let me know once you've managed to sign that for me, Kirsty. It takes a moment, you see, to come through to my computer.
Yep.
Now, Kirsty, with these claims as well, they will take anywhere between 8 to 12 months. You will get a call off the solicitor probably in around, a week or two, just to make sure basically, what I've spoke to you about today is correct. They'll probably just confirm your name, address, normal details like that. They won't really go for a statement with you again, because they understand, of course, it's quite a sensitive matter, so they're not going to make you keep repeating that or anything like that. It's not something we really do.
Yep. I'm sure that, I clicked the thing and it did go through, so.
Let's have a look.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, it's not come through, it just says viewed, yeah. Okay. So it's normally assigned two boxes. It'll normally take you to the box that you need to sign as well, and you just click finish. Unless they've changed it, they change it all the time, to be fair.
That's fine.
Yeah, so that's done now for you, Kirsty, so that's great stuff. So that's all that done. Now, Kirsty, like I say, you can save this number in your phone. I'm your representative now, so I'm your case handler. So if you do need me to update your case file or if you want any updates or anything like that, feel free to get in touch with myself. All you need to do is save this number. Just put it as Ben and put it as, Redress or Scotland, just so you know exactly who it is. And then, like I say, if you ever need to add anything, you can always message that WhatsApp as well and just let me know. Say, Ben, I remember this happened as well. We'll add it on. Or if you've got any friends or family as well who've been affected by similar things, I know like your brothers and stuff were in care and your sister was in care. Like I say, if they've been affected by it, let us know. Like I say, we'll deal with our case as well for them, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. No worries, Kirsty. Well, that's it for today then. That's everything sorted for you. Like I say, if you do need me, just give me a call. Well, good luck with the claim, Kirsty, okay?
Okay, Ben. Thanks a lot for your call. Have a great day.
No problem, Kirsty. Have a lovely weekend. Thanks for your time, love.
Thank you. Bye.